Hey, Constellation community, got Benjamin Diggles here, head of business development and co-founder for Constellation Network. Very excited to kick off December 1st, 2020 here. We're ending the year strong, as I mentioned in a couple of other videos I recently posted, that we're going to be sharing some announcements about the momentum we've made in the last 6 months and beyond. And we're going to be rolling out some of these announcements from now into January. And one of the ones that we wanted to kick things off with was Splunk. So we're very proud to be a Splunk partner. I know that this leaked its way into the community quite a few months back, and we haven't really talked much about it. This is one that I'm very excited about. You're going to probably hear me say I'm excited about everything because I'm an excitable person. What can I say? But this one really is meaningful. Anyone who knows anything about big data knows that Splunk is an industry leader, and I can't really position them more strongly as an industry leader, as mission critical in pretty much any major big data workflow. And the reason, well, there's many reasons why we're partnering with them, or we have partnered with them. And the big one being is that they really bring to the table a whole book of business and capabilities that Constellation not only doesn't do, but never will do. For those that don't know Splunk, they're a big data management tool that searches, analyzes, and visualizes machine-generated data from pretty much, you know, anything that creates data. It could be a website, it could be an IoT device, which is really what they aimed at early on, because there was such a profound amount of machine generated data coming online, and managing those logs and analyzing those logs in real time can be rather cumbersome. I used to work for Web Trends, and we studied these guys because we were like, man, they're eating our lunch. They stole market share immediately, and it's because they just have a really great platform. And so when you think about Constellation being all around a communication standard, a protocol for how data is communicated securely, especially data in transit, there really is a match made in heaven here, because when we think about our engagements in enterprise or federal, all of them need some layer of reporting, monitoring, orchestrating, a level tool set that really go beyond what our solution offers. So it's kind of the hand that fit the glove. And a reason why they're very excited about what Constellation brings to the table is that through our distributed network, we're able to cryptographically secure data that just can't really hit that level of compliance that you see in traditional centralized encryption approaches. And so that really opens up a book of business for them, to go after, data feeds that feed into their platform that right now they may not be able to ingest because of security reasons. So this partnership is both not only in the commercial sector, where, like I said, they're an industry leader, you can look them up, but also on the federal side. And that's really where we're mostly engaged. The stuff that we're doing with the DoD, it's not, one of the major requirements is having some form of a reporting or visualization. And so for us to build like a dashboard or something to satiate that requirement is silly. We're not going to be in that business, especially when pretty much every one of these major clients has invested heavily in some of these tools. So, as you hear us talk more about state channels moving into 2021, it's going to be very rare that we don't bring up Splunk or, a hosting provider as an example. There's certain elements or secure storage providers. This is really an ecosystem play. So as you can see here, and I'm going to share these links at the bottom of this video, this is just showing that we are a partner on the Splunk website. I'm also sharing some generic content here. I thought this was a really great piece to help educate you folks on what Splunk is from a beginner's perspective. I'm not here to educate you on their whole book of business, but rather just touch at a high level on why this partnership is meaningful. So take a moment to check this out. And also, I want to give a shout out here to this piece that was written by one of our main community members. And so this came out, as you can see, back in June when this got leaked. And I think this is actually a really great piece. So I'll include this in the comments below for those that haven't seen it yet. But I also wanted to go through just a quick slide deck here to help kind of ground this. And again, this is very foundational. You're going to continue to hear me say the words foundational as we move into 2021, because as we start to to sprout a lot of these state channel applications that were going to facilitate a whole myriad of use cases in microservices. Those key data management tools at the core of our ecosystem are instrumental, and Splunk is such a big one. And I do want to give a shout out to their team. And if at any point they end up seeing this, they've been awesome to work with, super open-minded. They showed us a demo of how their tool works using Doom, the video game, and how, you know, shooting different, demons, I guess, if you will, are like them trying to hack a system and showing how the system reacts based off of all of these different attacks coming in. So I'm not doing it any justice, but pretty cool stuff. So I'm making this PDF available as well, so those that want to consume it can. But I'm going to go ahead and just read through this, while that may seem cumbersome, to really help sink it in. And this is rather technical, so we're going to unpack this, and we're going to start to include, as we share use cases and projects moving into 2021, how Splunk fits into every single one, because we do see it as, a mission-critical piece into big data initiatives. So the Splunk Constellation partnership is fundamentally motivated by the need for end-to-end security with large-scale data processing, specifically the distributed architecture of most, if not all, MapReduce streaming libraries is wholly incompatible with centralized certificate authorities, which cause bottlenecks within the stages of the data pipeline, rendering all benefits completely useless. Constellation is a cybersecurity plugin for distributed applications that produces an encrypted and verified log of all data access, transfer, and operations within a system. By implicitly orchestrating network topology and key-based authentication, each stage within a service is verified with a quantified measure of trust, the core product specification for situational awareness and automating mission-critical systems. A Constellation integration with Splunk's drag-and-drop dashboard as an emerging situational awareness product will provide a level of security unmatched by the existing market. So let that sink in. And I really, plug-in is, kind of an understatement of how easily this actually is invoked, if you will, the capabilities of what Constellation's Hypergraph brings to the table. And so we're going to walk through the different stages that it talks about in this overview here at a high level. So, first, to summarize each stage as we dive into each stage, there's three primary stages within a Splunk data pipeline. And again, we're oversimplifying this. We're going to continue to oversimplify things because there's no reason for us to just dump the whole kitchen sink of all their platform capabilities, but rather how Constellation fits into this specific angle or entry point, if you will. So the first stage is the data input stage. The second stage is the data storage stage. And the third stage is data searching. And this is not profound. You're going to continue to see us as this kind of middleware component as data is streaming either off of sensors or from whatever source, and then it's being ingested. And so we sit in the middle. So you're going to continually see these diagrams and different modalities of how data comes in and data goes out. And so over on the right here, you see the Constellation alignment to each stage, which we'll unpack, which is stage one is we create a digital twin. And stage two, a state channel or subnet of the Hypergraph network forms a secure audit log of data transfer. And in stage three, authenticated notarized data store API, data scientists query the data by sending requests to the state channel nodes and audit log of all steps in the scientist's job or query. So again, the digital twin happens to be that plugin. It creates that ability to start to, hash that data into metadata onto our ledger. And then it allows that to be queried based off of the needs of the data scientist. So looking at the first stage of the data input, so that data input then is pushed over to our digital twin. In this stage, Splunk software consumes the raw data stream from its source, breaks it into 24K blocks, and annotates each block with metadata keys. The metadata keys include host name, source, and source type of the data. The keys can include values that are used internally, such as character encoding of the data stream, and values that control the processing of data during the indexing stage, such as the index into which the events should be stored. So again, this is really the digital twin is the end-to-end authentication from source through the pipeline. This is a key piece that exists in pretty much every deployment. The digital representation of the twin of the data producer and the downstream indexer uses the key pair for authentication and UUID. So the one thing is that it's important to think that as Constellation is integrated into this the Splunk platform. It's not something that necessarily sits on top, but rather instead of calling, in this case, an HTTP request, it just does an API call from the core product to an HGTP request. And again, all of this, we don't expect everybody to memorialize this quite yet. As we move into 2021, we'll have use cases to show the real world workflow of how this applies. Because again, this is something that's very crucial in all of our federal engagements, for the DoD looks at Splunk as a premier and selected tool for their data monitoring. So in the second state data storage stage, this is where a state channel cluster comes into play. So you look over at the Splunk side, data storage consists of two phases, parsing and indexing. So really, this is not profound for anybody that understands basic data storage. In phase one, in parsing phase, Splunk software examines, analyzes, and transforms the data to extract only the relevant information. This is also known as event processing. It is during this phase that Splunk software breaks the data stream into individual events. The parsing phase has many subphases. A, breaking the stream of data into individual lines. B, identifying, parsing, and setting timestamps. C, annotating individual events with metadata copied from the source wide keys. And D, transforming event data and metadata according to regex transform. So the second phase within this is the indexing. So in the indexing phase, Splunk software writes parsed events to the index on disk. It writes both compressed raw data and the corresponding index file. The benefit of indexing is that the data can be easily accessed during searching. So they already have a really great way of searching, of course, and analyzing the data, but we essentially give it superpowers by introducing state channel nodes. So the worker nodes that notarize information with consensus, notarize information with consensus and ferry data to storage. So, and then the notary is performed of transformation, parsing, and indexing. So the notarization on an immutable ledger is instrumental here when it comes to all the data that's being consumed by a platform like this. And that's why blockchain is extremely attractive to a lot of these data management tools, because now they have true auditability as to what is happening at the point of notarization, and giving them the opportunity to claw back in a lot of different tools that right now is just, it's not possible. So the problem, though, as everyone knows, is, you know, traditional blockchain and big data don't make sense. That linear approach to a blockchain just doesn't allow you to notarize mass data consumption, which is really why a directed acyclic graph is up for the job or the task. So the last thing I'll say is in data searching stage, this is extremely important because it's not just about, hey, I want to query some data and find out, but creating automation. If we start thinking about feeding data that's already been cleaned or validated, has been proven that it's is not corrupted or spoofed, that can feed directly into an AI algorithm and start to bring forth some of the automation that really is not, we're not seeing today because of the requirement of having to clean that data and make sure it truly is what it says it is, because if you have crap data in, you get a crap experience out. So in the data searching stage, this is where the API verification proof and data searching come into fruition. This stage controls how the user accesses, views, and uses the index data. As part of the search function, Splunk software stores user credited knowledge objects such as reports, event types, dashboards, alerts, and field extractions. The search function also manages the search process. So with Constellation's path verification, the client submitting query authorized via key, the client submits query authorized via a key pair. That's really a promise of distributed ledger there. And then the query verified. All stages in query sign forming computation graph of cryptographic key signatures verifies the data locality and or path of data in transit, which is a proof of the accuracy of data transfer. You know, and again, these are a lot of kind of more the engineering type of language here, but in layman's terms, you're able to see who touched the data, what they did with it, if any phishing attempts have been taking place and whatnot. We're trying to get people's mindset to switch away from kind of that auditing. And, you know, even the term auditing, I think, kind of doesn't make sense because it seems like picking something out of a group randomly to see if the group is, sound or not. It's then going to flip it on its head, where auditing is only going to surface things that aren't matching the validation criteria that you have set in place. purpose for bringing that data in. So I know that this is a kind of a high level overview here. I'll provide this content. We're going to start to match this to the use cases that we're going to be sharing starting, in January. So you'll understand with flowcharts where Splunk fits in and why that HTTP request from their core product is a game changer for their platform. That said, we are the underdog here. Splunk is a god amongst many software platforms out there. And so we're very thrilled that they welcomed us in with open arms. Unlike some of our other data management situations, this one has gone really, really well, and they're really excited about the possibility. That said, considering the intricacies of what we're doing with the DoD and some of these others, we're really mapping this out to create something that turns into that. You just flip it on and you get all of this rich capabilities of the Hypergraph protocol into their solution. So more to come on Splunk. I know that this one kind of leaked out there, and I know this isn't necessarily brand new news for everyone, but it's out of the gate. We updated them on our website, and we're really excited about this. So if you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, you'll hear more from me here soon with more information and news. Thanks, guys.